Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so thankful that you're with me again today and grateful that you're listening to the Word of God. So much more important to listen to God rather than listening to Ray. He just uses my voice to share His Word, and that's what I want to be. I want to be kind of the scalpel in the great physician's hand. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer today and just ask Him to open our hearts and minds and our eyes and ears to the things that He would teach us today. Heavenly Father, we bless You and we thank You, and we know that it's You that's to be exalted, to be glorified, Lord, to be lifted up in this day. I know, Lord, there are so many things in Your Word that I have no idea about, but I know there's a Holy Spirit that You promised to give us who would be able to expound these things to us and help us to know them so that we could be a blessing in this world. And so I pray that You will bless us again with the instruction in Your Word, leading us on all truth by Your Holy Spirit and guiding us and empowering us to live according to that truth today. We bless You and we thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Communicating with Affliction. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 14. As Paul the Apostle continued his commendations and instructions to the Philippian church members, he included his appreciation for their care for him and his ability to be content regardless of his circumstances. In chapter 4 and verse 14 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul once again compliments the Philippian church for their attending to his afflictions. We read, "Notwithstanding you have well done. That you did communicate with my affliction." The verse begins, "Notwithstanding, you have well done. As though there was a need for a second compliment for their care for him, Paul told the Philippians, "Notwithstanding," which means besides, moreover, nevertheless, or except, "you have well done," or beautifully, finely, excellently, rightly, honorably, nobly, and good. In other words, even though Paul learned to be content regardless of his situation, the Philippians did a good service to him. The verse goes on to say that you did communicate with my affliction. Because there may have been some question as to what or where the church members of Philippi did well, Paul told them that you did communicate with, which means to become a partaker together with others or to have fellowship with a thing, my affliction, which literally means pressure and metaphorically means oppression, affliction, tribulation, distress, or straits. In other words, the Philippian church members were so in tune with Paul the Apostle and the troubles he endured that it was as though they were going through his afflictions themselves. As we ponder Paul's words, we may ask, do we so identify with another person's affliction that we respond by being a partaker in their troubles? Do we only think or talk about the troubles others are having, or do we do as the Philippian church member and actually attend to their needs? Let this verse be a great motivation for us to ask the Lord Jesus to bring others and their needs to our attention. And may He give us not only the desire, but also the ability to communicate with their afflictions. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians that no one cared for him as they did. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.